Hello everyone and welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as he reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings to all of you again. Today we will continue with the meditation of the hours of the Passion. The next hour of the hour of the Passion is the 10th hour from 2 to 3 a.m. And Jesus is presented to Annas. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. During this hour, Jesus is presented before Annas. Our Lord Jesus, the King of the universe, is presented before Annas, and our Lord is questioned. Jesus, be always with me. Sweet Mama, let us follow Jesus together. My divine Jesus, I will follow you. Jesus is presented before Annas and he is asked about the doctrine he is teaching. And our Lord says, I have spoken in public and all those here present have heard me. With his dignified accent, our Lord Jesus makes his enemies tremble when they question him. His most holy face, full with the truth that radiates through, makes his enemies tremble. Our Lord Jesus is suffering for each one of us. During this hour, our Lord wants to repair for all those who, out of fear, do not speak the truth, for the lack of respect due to priests, and for all the gossiping. Our Lord calls us to believe in him. Our Lord calls all unbelievers to the light of faith. Luisa Picarreta says, I too want to follow you in these reparations on the way to Kephas. I send you my sights in order to defend you from your enemies. While I sleep, continue to be my sentry and wake me up whenever you need me. We remember that our Lord Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, encountered all the horror of the human nature, of the human will, from all generations, past, present, and future. And now he is repairing for all those evils, for all that the human will has done against our God and Father. Our Lord wants us to be truthful always. Father Aníbal de Francio, in his reflections about this hour, he tells us that when we unite ourselves to the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, we enlarge our capacity to love. The more we suffer in union with our Lord, our capacity to love is enlarged. Our Lord suffers for each one of us only because he loves us. Only because he loves us. This is a very short hour. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. In the next hour, the 11th hour, Jesus is brought before Kephas. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The divine heart of our Lord Jesus is wounded. It is asking us all to keep vigil with him, to console his divine heart, to defend him from the insults that creatures sent to him. Luisa Picarreta says, my love, how is it that they are all against you? What have you done that they want to tear you to pieces like many rabid wolves? Everybody is against Jesus. Everybody is questioning him about his doctrine. Everybody wants to find something against him. Even the servants want to find something to please Kephas, to condemn our Lord Jesus. But my afflicted Jesus, keeping me in his heart, squeezing me more tight, says to me, my child, I have done nothing wrong, and I have done everything. Mine is the crime of love, which contains all sacrifices and love of immeasurable cost. His crime is to love us, to give his life for each one of us, to repair to God the Father on our behalf. Our Lord says, we are still at the beginning. Remain in my heart. Observe everything. Love me. Be silent and learn. Let your ice cold blood flow in my veins, so as to refresh my blood, which is all in flames. Let your trembling flows within my limbs, so that being identified with me, you may be strengthened. Follow me, be faithful, and be attentive. This is what our Lord wants during this hour, to follow him. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to be attentive. He wants us to be faithful. He wants our company. He was abandoned by everybody. His closest friends left him. He experienced the solitude, the loneliness, the emptiness of being left alone by those whom he loved. How many times we experience the same? We experience loneliness in our hearts, in our souls, being far away from the people we love, being away from our friends, our family. These acts must not be wasted. We must unite everything with our Lord. Every time we experience loneliness, deception, every time we experience betrayal, we must unite this with our Lord Jesus in order to accompany him, in order to apply this sorrow for the salvation of souls. See, when our Lord Jesus shares this loneliness with us, he's asking us to drink from that chalice, the chalice that he had to drink. Luis de Picarreta says, my love Jesus, you are right before Kephas. You are all meek, modest, humble. Your sweetness and patience is such as to terrorize even your enemies. And Kephas, full of rage, will want to devour you. Oh, how well can innocence and sin be distinguished. The innocence, the meekness, the modesty, and the sweetness of our Lord Jesus. He, being the Son of the living God, has to be brought before Kephas. Jesus, you are before Kephas as the most guilty in the act of being condemned. Kephas asked the witness, what's your crime? He should rather have asked, what is your love? And some accuse you of one thing, some of another, speaking nonsense and contradicting themselves. As they accuse you, the soldiers who are near you tear your hair and unload horrible slaps at your most holy face, such as to resound through the whole room. They twist your lips. They hit you while you remain silent and suffer. And if you look at them, the light of your eyes descends into their hearts, and unable to sustain it, they move away from you, but others take their place to make of you a great slaughter. What horror! Can you imagine our Lord Jesus being slapped in the face, being hit, and he remains silent? At that moment, my brothers and sisters, he was thinking about each one of us. He was thinking about our souls. He who is the divine ruler wants to repair our soul, which is a jewel before the eyes of the living God. Our soul is a jewel before God. And our Lord wants to repair this jewel that was broken by the disobedience of our first parent, Adam. Our Lord has to suffer all this pain, all this mockery that the soldiers do to him. Imagine they slap him in the face. It was such the slap in the face that the whole room was filled with a sound. But at that moment, our Lord was thinking about each one of us. Let us adore the Lord. Let us thank him for everything he suffered. Let us thank him. Let us glorify him. Let us unite ourselves with him so that we will sustain him. So that by uniting ourselves with our Lord, we will be able to repair in union with him before the Supreme Majesty. Our Lord is offering us salvation. Luis de Picarreta says, you offer us salvation in total calm. Your heart repairs for slanders, hatred, false witnesses, and for the evil done to innocence with premeditation, and you repair for those who offend you upon the instigation of leaders, and for the offenses done by those who are in power. I am united with you, following your own reparations, And our Lord Jesus says, "Child, do you want to know? I hear the voice of Peter who says he doesn't know me." Then he swore, and then again he said that he did not know me. Don't you remember with how many gifts I fill you? And if others make me die of pains, you make me die of sorrow. Oh, how wrong is it, how wrong it was of you to follow me from a distance and so expose yourself to the occasions. How many times we follow our Lord from a distance due to our tendencies, our human nature, our human will, that is so hard to be consistent, to persevere with our Lord. Our Lord knows that it's very difficult, that our human nature is so weak, so feeble, but we must not get discouraged. We must ask our Lord to give us the grace to follow Him till the foot of the cross, with the Blessed Mother, remembering that the foot of the cross is the place of those who love the Lord. The foot of the cross is the place of forgiveness and grace. The foot of the cross is where those who love the Lord arrive. Let us ask our Lord to descend into our hearts, into our souls, so that we may be strengthened with the grace that we need to walk with Him, especially during this Lenten season, as we meditate the hours of the Passion. During this hour, we see that some soldiers, they punch the sacred head of our Lord Jesus. They tear His hair. They slap Him. They spit on His holy face. He suffers torments. His enemies want to devour Him. Even heaven and earth tremble and shake to see this horror. He wants to offer us salvation. He wants to repair our souls. He has each one of us in mind at every single moment of His Passion. Let us enclose ourselves in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us console His divine heart. Let us contemplate His divine face. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to follow Him, to accompany Him, to repair with Him during this hour of the Passion, as He is mistreated by the soldiers, as He is questioned about the doctrine. Let us enclose ourselves in the divine firmness of His divine heart. Let us place our will before our Lord. Let us give our will to our Lord as a gift, that He may feel the company of all the creatures from past, present, and future generations. Let us ask the divine heart of our Lord Jesus to admit us. May the divine heart of our Lord Jesus be a shelter for all of us, especially during the time of temptation, that we may find consolation, that we may find protection, that we may find strength, especially during the time of sorrow, that we may not be discouraged, that His divine heart be a shelter for all of us. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. We continue with the 12th hour. During this 12th hour, that is from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., Jesus is at the mercy of the soldiers. Luisa Picaretta says, "My most sweet life, while sleeping, I hear your heart. I often feel the peaks of the thorns which pick your most holy heart, wanting to wake up together with you, that you may have at least one who notices all of your pains and feels compassion for you. Together with our Lord Jesus, we will unite ourselves during this hour of the Passion to give Him consolation, to accompany Him, to defend Him as He is at the mercy of the soldiers who mistreat Him, who want to devour His holy person." Imagine our Lord Jesus being mocked, being mistreated. Imagine the soldiers spitting at the face of our Lord Jesus, pulling His hair, kicking Him, and our Lord Jesus remains silent, thinking in each one of us. As they tear His hair, He thinks about each one of us. He's thinking about you and me, my brothers and sisters, as they slap His face over and over and over again. Our Lord Jesus is thinking about our souls that need to be repaired, that need to be reshaped. He is the divine jeweler. He sees our souls as a jewel, as the most precious jewel, and He wants this jewel to be repaired. This is how He sees us. This is how the Heavenly Father sees each one of us, as a precious jewel, because we are the work of His hands. He made us. We belong to Him. We are the work of His hands. He is our God and Father, and Jesus is our Savior, who came to rescue us. Through His passion, He is repairing to God for the disobedience of our first parent, Adam. He is repairing for our disobedience. And He is asking us to unite ourselves to Him, to repair to our Heavenly Father. Let us correspond to our Lord, and let us unite ourselves with Him. Let us place our will before Him, that He may be able to do in us everything, so that the divine will may have a place of action. Our Lord Jesus wants our will, wants our company to follow Him. Together with you, we repair for all the sins, especially for all the offenses done to the sacraments. We repair in union with you, our Lord Jesus, and with us is the Blessed Mother. Oh, please, my sweet Mama, be my inseparable company. Let us embrace Jesus together in order to console Him. Oh, Jesus, together with Mama, I kiss you, I bless you, and with her I will have the sleep of love upon your adorable heart. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. We see that during this hour the Blessed Mother is present too. Luisa Picaretta calls the Blessed Mother to be with her, to follow Jesus. And remember that during the hours of the Passion, the Blessed Mother is in there, sustaining our Lord Jesus. Whenever we meditate the hours of the Passion, the Blessed Mother is with us. Whenever we meditate the hours of the Passion, the guardian angel is with us, bringing this, along with other angels, all these prayers, elevating these prayers into heaven. Why? Because these are the words of Jesus Himself. This is His passion. And as our Lord reminds Luisa Picaretta, these hours of the Passion are different from all other hours that have been written before. Because this is our Lord Jesus talking during the 13th hour of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Jesus is in prison. Luisa Picaretta says, "My prisoner Jesus, I have awakened and I do not find you. My heart beats so strong and I ask my angel, bring me to the house of Cephas. But I go around and I search everywhere and I do not find you. My love, Harry, with your hands, move the chains with which you keep my heart bound to yours, and draw me near to you that I may take flight and come to throw myself into your arms. And you, my Jesus, my love, wounded, I see you and I find you in prison. My heart exults with joy in finding you, but I feel wounded with sorrow in seeing the state to which they have reduced you." Imagine our Lord Jesus in prison, in the dark and cold prison, chained. Luisa Picaretta describes, "I see you with your hands tied behind you to a column and with your feet bound and gripped. I see your most holy face bruised, swollen and bleeding from the horrible slaps received. Your most pure eyes are black now. You are tired. Your hair is all disarranged. Your most holy person is all beaten up. And you cannot even help yourself and clean yourself because you are bound. Imagine our Lord Jesus, all this figure already, wounded, and is thinking in each one of us. He's suffering in silence, and is thinking about each one of us, my brothers and sisters. Out of love for each one of us, he went to prison. Luisa Picaretta says, Jesus, looking at me, tells me, come, my child, and be attentive to everything you see me doing, in order to do it together with me, that I may continue my life in you. This is what our Lord Jesus wants. He wants us to unite ourselves so that we can do everything together in union with him. If we do this, he will be able to do everything in us. As he says, that I may continue my life in you. He wants to continue his life in us. He wants to continue suffering in us. And every time that we encounter suffering, pain, sorrow, deception, betrayal, abandonment, loneliness, and we unite ourselves with our Lord, he's able to live in us again, to continue his life in us. We must unite ourselves with our Lord Jesus. We must surrender our will to him, that he may be able to continue his life in each one of us. Luisa Picaretta says, I hear your most sweet voice say, Holy Father, I give you thanks for all I have suffered and for all that is left for me to suffer. And just as this dawn calls the day, and the day makes the sun rise, so may the dawn of grace arise in all hearts. And as daylight rises, may I, divine sun, rise in all hearts, reign over all. Do you see these souls of others? I want to answer you for all of them, for their thoughts, their words, and steps, at the cost of blood and death. My sweet Jesus, love with no boundaries, I unite myself to you, and I too thank you for all that you have made me suffer, and for all that is left for me to suffer. We must unite ourselves with our Lord, so that all our suffering may not be wasted, so that we may be able to arise to the life of grace again. This is very important, that the Church teaches us that the sacrament of confession restores us to grace as we receive absolution. During this time of Lent that the Church asks us to repent, it is very important that we use the sacrament of confession. It is very important that we go to the sacrament of confession to ask for forgiveness, to ask the Father to give us the grace to come back to the life of grace. Our Lord Jesus is repairing for all of us, and he wants us to unite ourselves with him so that he will not go alone during his passion, so he will have each one of us there sustaining him as he is insulted, as he is hit, as he is slapped in the face. My divine master, I fuse myself completely in you. Infusing myself in you, I want to fuse my mind. I want to reunite all the thoughts of all the creatures within you. Infuse them in your thoughts in order to find sufficient reparation for all evils, for so many suffocated enlightenments and inspirations. I would like to make all thoughts one with yours, to give you true reparation and perfect glory. This is another way of uniting ourselves with our Lord Jesus, by fusing ourselves completely in the divine will. The divine will wants to reign our hearts and our souls. The divine will doesn't want to be suffocated in our hearts. The divine will wants to reign in each one of us. Let us fuse ourselves with our Lord Jesus to repair with him. Let us fuse all our senses in each one of the senses of our Lord. Let us fuse ourselves in the divine will to repair. During this hour of the Passion, Luisa Picaretta goes around fusing herself, kissing our Lord, accompanying our Lord. And as he is there, chained in the dark and cold prison, she is giving him company. And every time that we meditate this hour of the Passion, we are accompanying our Lord together with the Blessed Mother, with Luisa, and all the souls who meditate the hours of the Passion. In other part of the hours of the Passion, Luisa Picaretta will say, "Oh, how beautiful it is to be with Jesus, even in the midst of suffering. How beautiful to be with Jesus, to accompany him during this hour that he's left alone, that he's chained, that he cannot even arrange his holy face because he's chained. His hands are tied." When we meditate these hours of the Passion, this is what we are doing. We are assisting our Lord Jesus, helping him, cleaning his most sacred face. Luisa Picaretta says, "My prisoner Jesus, I want to be in all of your prisons of love, to be a spectator when your ministers release you, and to keep you company and repair for all the offenses you receive." Our Lord Jesus still is with us in the Holy Eucharist, in the real presence of the Eucharist, in his body and blood, soul and divinity. He remains in the tabernacles as a prisoner of love. Out of love, he chose to stay with us in the Holy Eucharist. The real presence of our Lord is in the Holy Eucharist. In the tabernacle, he is there. And out of love, he chose to remain with us. He is the divine prisoner. He is the divine jeweler who wants to repair our souls. And since we came out of the hands of God, he knows how to repair each one of us. Let us let our Lord repair our souls. Let us accompany our Lord in his prison. Let us glorify him. Let us thank him for everything he went during this hour, for all the solitude he experienced. And let us ask him to dispel the darkness of our minds, the darkness of our soul, that we may be able to receive knowledge and understanding, that our capacity to receive and to love and to understand may be enlarged, that we may be able to understand more deeply what he did for each one of us during these 24 hours of the Passion. He is the prisoner of love. He is our Lord and Savior, and he wants our company. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. With this, we conclude this segment for this week. Let us end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks for the gift of our salvation. And we thank our Lord Jesus for dying for each one of us. We ask the Holy Spirit to give us the grace to remain faithful to him. And we ask the Blessed Mother to help us during this Lenten season to be more perfectly united to her divine Son. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.